Hello, hello, let's talk. Okay, Christian Post. I had to take a minute after that MacArthur thing, but I'm kind of back on the horse. Under 1% of Catholics agree with denominations teaching on sanctity of life issues. Report. All right, I'm not going to go over the report very much. I think the story is in the title. There's article to read. If you want to read it, maybe we will throw in a paragraph. I want to be in and out in a short period of time because we just finished an entire four-part series. And each of those episodes were pretty long, and so it's probably 2 hours worth of shorts. There, on a similar headline, only 6% of so-called Christians have a biblical worldview. The title was something to that effect. And so we're not going to relitigate that issue, but I just find this to be an interesting follow-up that under 1% of Catholics agree with the denomination's teachings on the sanctity of life issues. And the three issues that they mention here are abortion, death penalty, and euthanasia. Kind of big ones in the Catholic Church. So my observation here is a similar observation that I have for the only 6% article. It seems like, you know, we can take 1% and 6%. Take those numbers. Maybe we can come up with an average of, I don't know, 3%. because Catholics make up the majority of Christians in the world, obviously not fringe. And this article is speaking specifically about American Catholics, so I'll point that out, and the numbers might be different worldwide. So, you know, I'll recognize that, although that's not brought out in this article at all. Were I writing the article, I would probably want to maybe mention that. But that said, if you've got a denomination where only 1%, in fact, less than 1% of the adherents, not even 1% of the adherents, agree with your major doctrinal issues, I would argue that your denomination is dead. You don't actually have a denomination. You have a retro bit of religious baggage that you want to hang on to for cultural reasons, perhaps. You know, you hang on to it by name. You hang on to it for political reasons. But you don't actually have a religion at that point. If all of your people have rebelled against your religion doesn't exist. And it certainly should not exist politically. What I mean by that is your religion has failed. You have failed to convince people to join your way of thinking. Furthermore, the people who are already in the pews, you have failed to convince them to agree with your way of thinking because their thinking has changed, evolved, whatever you want to say, and you can't reach them doctrinally. This is true of the Catholics. It is also true of the Protestants. You can't reach them doctrinally anymore. And so what we have done, the trend today, is to try to win in the political and legal arena what you could not win in the court of public appeal. You could not convince and convert. And so you try to conscript instead. And that seems to be the trend. There is one piece of this article I would like to read, if I can find it. It's a longish article. Let's see. Da, 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 da. we're still talking about Catholics. Just hang on. I know this is how the sausage is made. Among evangelicals who participated in the survey, about a quarter, 26%, said they don't believe the Bible is literally true. This is from evangelicals, not just Protestants in general. Evangelicals, we're talking about the fundies. Over a quarter, 26%, do not believe that the Bible is literally true. That's staggering. The numbers get more interesting. Meanwhile, more than half, that's 56%, said that God accepts the worship of all religions, including Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. And 43% said that Jesus was a great teacher, but wait for it, he was not God. 43% of evangelicals say that Jesus is not God. This is what I'm talking about. You have lost. Your religion has lost. Your version, your idea of Christianity is dead. I've also said in the past that Jesus' idea of Christianity was dead. It died. The Peter, James, and John, the original Jewish version of Christianity, died. And the only version of Christianity we have is Paul's version of Christianity, which is substantially different. So I don't want to rekindle that controversy. It only comes to mind because it strikes me that substantially, if you believe the numbers and accept the treatment that is given by this set of evangelicals at the Christian Post, less than 6% of Christians are actually Christians. Less than 1% of Catholics are actually Catholics. Your religion has already died. You have failed to convert and convince. And so you're trying to win in the courtroom and in the legislation what you cannot gain through persuasion. I think we see that. And these statistics presented largely by Christians are bearing that out day after day. And so when you see these political issues of the deeply held views of Christians, you know, real Christians, bear these numbers in mind. It is a grift. And they are simply trying to take something from you that they could not get through means of persuasion. All right, that's good. That's enough for today. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account. Discuss away. Send me an email. Skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I will see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.